Okay. Some of you have been dreaming of a white Christmas. We have it. Believe it or not, we had church on Sunday. There weren't many of us here. In fact, about 90% of you were not here on Sunday. But we did have the 10% who were with us, and we thank Pete Perico for getting the parking lot cleared. It actually took two crews, 2 days to clear the parking lot, but we're in good shape tonight, and we're delighted to have you with us. I want to make a couple of announcements. We're going to have a little short video to talk about our Christmas mission offering, and there are some envelopes in the pews that look kind of like this. They have different pictures on them, but it says something like My Christmas Offering on it. And if you put a donation in this envelope, it will go toward our mission offering, which supports our missionaries around the world. Now, some of you wanted to give a gift on Sunday, I'm sure, to the church. And if you'd like to do that tonight, just put it in the regular church envelope, that white envelope that's in the pew pocket. But if it's not designated for the church, it will go toward our mission offering. And you can use one of these envelopes and drop that in the offering plate, and we'll make sure that goes to support our missionaries around the world. Let me also make an announcement about the candles. Most of you have received a candle as you came in, probably not as big as this one, but we ask that you dip only the unlighted candle. So once your candle's been lit, keep it upright and let the person that has yet to light their candle, they can dip it like so. But if once the candle's been lit, keep it upright, and that'll keep us from dripping wax on each other and having a problem with that. Well, tonight is Christmas Eve, and we're going to see a short video about our missionaries, and the missionary couple that's featured tonight is Eddie and Macarena Aldape, who I know the Yoders remember because they stayed in their home when they were here a few years ago. And they're going to tell us a little bit about their work in India, and hopefully that will inspire you to give a gift for our Christmas mission offering for global missions.
Work in India, and we work among the gypsies, which is a group of people that have been ignored for years. What we basically do is try to build relationships and try to explain to them the love of Jesus in the things we do for them and in the way we care for them.
The Punjabis have been under the caste system for so many years, and I remember asking some of the children that we work with, what do you want to do when you grow up? They just had a blank look in their face because the only thing they knew was they were going to do what their parents did.
But when education comes into their lives, that makes a big difference. Once they know that they're loved, that they're cared for, regardless of who they are, then their life will change. When they come to know about the gospel, it will make all of the difference in their lives.
I want to thank you for giving to the CBF Offering for Global Missions. Because of that offering, you're not only sending missionaries to India or to other parts of the world, but you're changing lives.
sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. We are here this evening to celebrate, to have a wonderful time with our friends and family. Amen.
Amen.
Well, please stand and join with me in singing number 89 in our hymnal, "O Come All Ye Faithful." And the thing is, I know that you all know all of these hymns tonight, so I expect great things. Here we go. Sing out this evening, "O Come All Ye Faithful."
Thank you.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped the servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home.
Now turn to page 87. We sing joy to the world. Please stand.
Thank you. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration, and it was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
After that wonderful word, let us stand in response and sing number 86 in our hymnal, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," one of the great hymns of Christmas.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask the angels and shepherds to come up here and sit down on the platform. I'd like to ask any other children who are here to come up and join us here on the platform so I can tell you a children's story. I've got something I want to show you here tonight. And it's something that my wife let me borrow to show you. This is sometimes called a nativity, or sometimes it's called a manger scene. Sometimes it's even called a creche. But whatever name you call it, it tells the story of Christmas. Now you probably already know who these figures are. Yeah. This is... No, what is that? That's a shepherd. And what's that right there? It's a little lamb, a little sheep. And then we've got Mary and Joseph. And the baby Jesus lying in a manger. That's right. The story of Christmas is pictured in this nativity scene, this manger scene. And you see, we've got our own manger here tonight. Mary was a young woman, not yet married, when an angel came to her and said, "You're going to have a baby." Mary said to the angel, "That's a problem, because I don't have a husband." The angel said, "The baby will be given to you by the Holy Spirit." And so Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord, let it be." Mary's fiancé, Joseph, found out that Mary was going to have a baby. And that was a problem, because they weren't yet married. And Joseph had decided to call off the wedding. But an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. And the angel said, "Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child that she will bear is a gift from God, from the Holy Spirit." So Joseph did not call off the wedding. But before the baby Jesus was born, there was a problem. Joseph had to go to Bethlehem to register with the government. Mary was almost ready to have the baby, but she went with him, and they traveled together about 80 miles from the home of Nazareth to Bethlehem, and it was there that the baby Jesus was born. But there was a problem. There was no room in the inn, and so they had to go someplace out of the cold for the baby to be born. And they went to a stable, which was a place for animals. And after the baby Jesus was born, he was laid to rest in a manger, which is a place where animals eat. Now that same night, there were some shepherds out in the fields watching over their flocks at night. And for the shepherds, there was a problem, because an angel appeared to the shepherds, and the shepherds were afraid. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For to you is born this day in Bethlehem a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign. You will find a baby wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel many angels, and they began to sing together, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth." Well, after the angels left, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing the Lord has made known to us." So they went quickly, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. That's what that manger scene tells us, that story. Now, we have a manger here tonight, and we have some shepherds. Shepherds, why don't you stand up around the manger? We also have some angels here tonight. Angels, you stand up around the manger. Now you can look out this way, but just kind of stand around the manger there. But you know, there were not only shepherds and angels there that night, there were animals. This was a stable. So we need some animals to help us make our own manger scene. Would somebody like to be a cow? How about a volunteer? Okay, come up here. I'm going to let you be a cow. I don't have a cow costume for you, But you can put that cow sign on. Now we need a donkey. Will somebody be a donkey? A volunteer to be a donkey? Are you holding out for a better animal? Okay, here we go. We've got to have a sheep. Do we have a volunteer to be a sheep? Okay, you can stand up. I don't have a sheep costume, but I've got a sign that has sheep on it. Now, how about an ox? Anybody know what an ox is? That's a big animal. Why don't you come up here and you can be an ox? We're putting our manger scene together. Let's see, how about a goat? We had probably some goats there that night. Would somebody like to be a goat? All right, how about a chicken? Let's see here, we're gonna find a good animal. How about a dog? A camel? Now come on, somebody's gotta be a camel, that's a good one. All right, I'm gonna give you one more choice. A horse. Somebody wanna be a horse? None of these animals appeal to you? Okay.
Yeah, I'll be the horse.
Good for you.
Maybe the donkey would fit me better.
All right, we've got our manger scene almost complete. We've got shepherds and angels. We've got all kinds of animals, a horse and an ox and a cow and a donkey and a sheep. We're just about ready to have our, but wait a minute, we're missing something, aren't we?
Baby.
We're missing the baby, and we're missing Mary and Joseph.
You can choose.
Wait a minute now. Let's make room for Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. Now, this is really Mr. and Mrs. Rojas and their son, Evan. But they're playing Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. And now we have our manger scene complete. And here's what I want you to remember. You are a part of this story. Every one of you is a part of this story because Jesus came for you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and me, and you, and you, and he came for all of us. You see, this is good news of great joy for all the people. Now, when somebody asks you, what does Christmas mean? Now you know, and now you can remember. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus, that baby who was born in a stable, laid to rest in a manger, that gift that God sent to be our Savior. And that is good news of great joy for everyone. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the birth of Jesus, and we thank you for that great gift that you gave, that gift of great joy for all people. Help us to remember that this is the meaning of Christmas. And help us to remember that we are all a part of the story because Jesus came for everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may go back to your seats.
Let us all call him Lord. you call him shepherd? Let's all call him shepherd. Mary, Mary, what you gonna name that baby? What you gonna call that holy baby?
Hungry and poor, we need someone to save us.
Why don't you call him Savior?
Let's all call him Savior. Mary, Mary, what you gonna call that baby? What you gonna name that holy baby? Into the world we seek someone to rule us. Why don't you call him King? Let's all
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Oh. Thank you.